Whenever you read the Odyssey or the Iliad, what you see is for Homer, to be philosophical is to be grateful. The greatest act of a philosopher is to show gratitude, which means to simply to be open to the possibility of wonder in this world. And that, for us, is not unlike the act of prayer. In Homer's epics, the characters, the protagonists, those that are journeying in some way in his stories, are constantly trying to sync up with meaning. There's a kind of an openness to what the gods have to say about their predicament, about their challenge, their quest in life. And there's this way in which, for them, it means how to be open to the meaning that the gods are creating. What are the gods up to? And so I think about this in terms of the very word virtue, what virtue means in Greek, from the Greek word arete, which means to be kind of excellent in some way. But it's very different in the way that perhaps we think about it, or even as the Romans would eventually think about arete, virtue, as some form of kind of moral perfectionism, some way of being superior, perfect, excellent. This is how we think about it in our modern world. But really, for the Greeks, arete, virtue, meant being open to wonder, to experiencing something supra-phenomenal. And for the Greeks, what that kind of experience of wonder, of discovering meaning, it would eventually lead the mortal creatures, people like Odysseus, to offering up a sacrifice, to demonstrating in some way their gratitude to the gods for creating meaning, for bringing meaning into their life. And in this way, you see these sacrifices being offered repeatedly throughout Homer's epics. And these sacrifices are very critical to the story. Oftentimes, people just pass over them. But the sacrifice that Odysseus will perform or Telemachus will perform are tied to some gift or some moment of intervention that the gods enact on behalf of Odysseus in his journey. And so in that act of sacrifice is a way of making some type of gesture that opens up their world to the transcendent world of the gods. And I think about this in terms of how we think of excellence. Oftentimes we call someone excellent because they've performed some great Olympic feat, perhaps athletically, perhaps intellectually. They've written a masterpiece, they've painted a masterpiece. We'll call them an excellent athlete, an excellent artist. But we don't think of their excellence, at least not often in our modern world, as somehow tied to this mysterious realm of divine beings that are bestowing that artist or that athlete with the necessary graces to perform these great accomplishments. And so it is in so many ways with what it means to be religious. Fundamentally, to be religious means to be open. To be open to the workings of the divine, to be open to the workings of God. We do this perhaps most especially through prayer. The very act of prayer is a form of sacrifice. We're offering a sacrifice out of thanksgiving, acknowledging the everyday presence, the constant activity of God in our life. And for Homer, this would be recognized as our greatest quality, as our most excellent virtue, that we are simply open to the workings of wonder, to the workings of God in our everyday life.